The Old Heart, Rottenbuch Abbey. When you are coming via the Bundesstraße, a major road to Rottenbuch, your eyes will fall first on the Meierhof estate, with its huge gate complex. This estate was the economic heart of a community, which for centuries had characterized the life of the region. More than 900 years ago, Duke Welf I of Bavaria and his wife Judith founded the abbey to make provisions for their future salvation. They chose the Reform Order of the Augustinian Canon, which was very modern for its time. Apparently, the two donors trusted this order not only to best commemorate its donors, but also to provide the most effective pastoral care for the local people in the area. The monks did things well, and so the monastery was provided with rich estates. But great wealth also entails great responsibility. Rottenbuch was assigned spiritual reign over the Ammer Valley and the Werdenfelser Land. It was important to maintain the parish churches and support the school system. At the same time, the dependent farmers' economic livelihood was to be secured. Traces are still found today in the Pfaffenwinkel, which means cleric's corner. Just try to keep track in how many parish churches and chapels you'll find the burning heart of Augustinus. It's so important for this region that it's even used as the logo for the meditation trail from the Church of Wies to Linderhof Castle. The monastery church shows just how seriously the canons took their obligations. Its entrance is far from impressive, almost somewhat repelling. But upon entering its interior, you will be overwhelmed by a vision of the Rococo. Bright, light colors, stucco decorations, pictures, and statues. Design and furnishings are combined to provide a liturgical form which probably only the 18th century was able to develop. But a closer look will reveal that this modern concept of the church's interior uses the old remnants of a nearly 900-year-old Romanesque basilica, which over the ages had been adapted time and again to new requirements and artistic concepts. In 1753, the church was completed, as you see it today. Such prudent and economical handling of the building's substance left the canons with enough funds to meet their manifold pastoral, cultural, and social obligations, so that the secularization and dissolution of the abbey in the year 1803 came as a serious blow for the region.